This is Gamercast episode 347, New Homeworld. Oh. This is a show recorded on the 22nd of July, 2013. My name's Paul, and joining me this week, as always, is Catherine.
Hello.
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 So we didn't do an episode last week, because it was too hot in the studio.
And to be fair, it's quite hot today.
But we've invented air conditioning that's silent. So unfortunately, we're doing a show this week. Great.
Oh, I'll try and make it quick. I mean, as of course, it's the summer, so there's not much news. There's not many releases. It's how it goes.
Now for the news.
So, to start off, this is, of course, something from that I would have spoken about last week, but just brief mention in case you haven't seen it, although most people probably have anyway. The GTA 5 trailer, gameplay trailer, was released.
This isn't news, this is old.
I was overwhelmed by it.
Overwhelmed? What? The lack of the PC version?
No,
fuck you.
Because there's a lot of stuff going on in that game.
Where's the PC version?
Don't know.
No PC version, no sell.
I don't know. Well, they're always later, aren't they? GTA 4 didn't
I don't give a toss if it's later. Where is it?
I don't know.
If you don't release a PC version, I'm never giving Rockstar a single penny more.
No? Okay. So yeah, check that out. If you haven't seen it, we've got a link of it and a, you know, video you can watch on the Gamercast website if you just type in GTA 5 or Grand Theft Auto 5, whatever you want to do.
Type into what? The website? How'd you do
in
that?
In the search bar. Gamercast.net. And find the search bar and click in it.
You want the search bar disappears in a future version of the website.
And then you can search on it.
You don't. People don't use it.
Oh. I do. Me. Okay, so next up, Capcom announced something. This was slightly later as well, like GTA. Ultra Street Fighter 4, which is coming out on PS3, Xbox 360, and PC. So what it is 5 new characters and 6 new stages. That's pretty much it. So similar to what they've done a lot of in the past now, just adding new content to the already released game. You can buy it via retail as a full download or a digital upgrade from Super Street Fighter 4 and Super Street Fighter 4.
Nah, you don't want to do that.
Well, I think it's, yeah, it's an alright deal. So you pay, well, I've got it in dollars here, but it's like $40 for the game as a whole, or you can pay $15 for the upgrade. Coming out early next year, I saw a thing of Ono saying how they'd love to make Street Fighter 5, but they can't afford to make it, or something along those lines.
No, they can just afford to re-release this one a million times.
People still like it, though.
I don't give a toss if they still like it. They shouldn't release it anyway.
Well, you get Poison, Hugo, Elena, and Rolento.
Call of Duty and Ghosts is the only game
character.
I play.
Yeah. And then you just get six environments, some rebalancing of the gameplay, new modes and features that haven't been announced.
Can you prestige in it though?
No.
Next prestige?
Final Fantasy X/X2 HD Remaster.
Oh, another re-release.
Has a limited edition that you can pre-order. If you pre-order it now, you get a free upgrade to the limited edition, apparently, wherever you pre-ordered it from in the past. So I guess it'll be like kind of a day one thing. Although I believe it's going to be slightly more expensive. But it comes in a fancy box made of card. You get the standard game box inside of that. Then you also get a book with concept art from Final Fantasy X and X-2. And there's an example of it opened and not opened. Presumably, the art book will be the same size as the game box, so it will be very similar to, what was it? The Final Fantasy games that came out on PSP. So they released those with a little art book, and you had the game with it as well. Similar also to Crisis Core that had an art book.
Hey, Grumps Up,
well.
I forgot.
So yeah. That's cool for any Final Fantasy fans out there if you enjoy 10 or 10-2. I still haven't finished 10 because I was
it's
up against
shit.
Jekt right at the end So I'm right at the end, but I had to go back and grind some more, so I got bored and decided not to. However, I did kind of enjoy 10. It was like, you know, the bridge between PS1 and PS2.
Yeah, the trouble with PS2, though, was you look at it and you think, these graphics are 10 years old.
Hey, back then, it was like, whoa, look at this, this looks amazing. I remember feeling like that. When I bought Final Fantasy, six?
That's
on the PS1
you
that came with a demo of Final Fantasy 10.
A,
I was like, wow, this game looks amazing, because I already had other games. But not Final Fantasy 10.
B, a computer. Or C, an Xbox. Or D, a GameCube.
I think I actually had all of those at the time.
Well, you wouldn't have gone, wow, this looks amazing. With the low-res 4 MB video memory PS2.
I was a big fan of the Final Fantasy games back then, and I thought it looked stunning. And I played the demo before it came out, and I was like, hey, I want this game.
And
I bought it.
Utter shite.
Another thing from previous, Sherlock Holmes Crimes and Punishments has a trailer out that you can watch as well. You can go on our website and watch it. This is mainly because they had not released any gameplay as of yet. And myself and Charlotte were blown away by it. E3, it looks absolutely stunning. It's like a point-and-click adventure game in the Sherlock Holmes universe, which takes in from the Sherlock Holmes kind of canon, I guess, so the books and stuff like that. So it actually has like a crime within it, which is from Sherlock Holmes kind of stuff that already exists. But the game itself
Fantastic. Is
stunning. Well, with the new Sherlock game, they've taken a lot from BBC's most recent Sherlock series, and they've kind of melded it in with the game and made some changes to it. So Sherlock's quite different, but it's for the best.
Malmurius from the chat room wants to know what our feelings are about Final Fantasy XIV Online Realm Reborn.
I don't really play online games anymore.
My feeling towards it is neutral because I don't know anything about it. Other than the fact it's been like heavily delayed and everyone's wanted it for
years. I used to really enjoy Final Fantasy games and online games. Like, I played Galaxies for ages, Warcraft for ages. I played a little bit
of
Final Fantasy.
What's your highest level 13? World of Warcraft character?
I don't know. Not that high as you. I'm not obsessed with it.
It's about 20.
It's not.
10 is probably a stretch.
I had like a level 40 character or whatever.
Level 40?
I'm sorry, I prefer Star Wars Galaxies to World of Warcraft.
Star Wars Galaxies.
Whereas an image designer and a Zabrak called Ralia Makal.
What are you talking about?
I had a factory and a big house, and I gave all my stuff to a guy that I went to secondary school
Paul
with.
Paul Did does not have a level 90. No, I've got a level 87 Windsor because my WoW time card's on the desk, which I bought in like September and I've not played it. I'll do it at some point.
So yeah, check out the Sherlock Holmes trailer because it looks really nice, and they've got a really nice song to it as well.
In case anyone doesn't know, I'm role-playing a Call of Duty retard today.
Are you now?
So if I mention you can't prestige in that, it's because it's not yet.
Something we mentioned previously, the Metal Gear Solid Legacy Collection, which previously only had an American release date, is coming out to Europe and will be released in September for PlayStation 3 and will contain, which is weird because it's kind of like the ones we've already had, but it has Metal Gear Solid, Metal Gear Solid 2 HD Edition, Metal Gear Solid 3 HD Edition, which has the MSX versions of Metal Gear, Metal Gear 2, Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker HD, Metal Gear Solid Special Missions, and Metal Gear Solid 4 Trophy Edition. It also includes both Metal Gear Solid graphic novels, which are the Ashley Wood graphic novels. Ashley Wood has a really nice art style, for anyone who doesn't know. And apparently the second graphic novel that you get with it was never released outside of... Well, it was never released in Europe, so we've got it as a thing.
Right, can I make a suggestion going forward?
Uh-huh.
We don't talk about re-releases.
We can talk about re-releases.
No. Why is everyone saying Rach in the chat room?
Yeah, I already own all the games as well. There's no point in me buying the Legacy
And who's
collection.
This Malmarius bloke?
If our friendly South African listener who won some stuff in the giveaway.
So he's not one of the Chinese people that I've blocked from all our stuff.
No. So yeah, if you don't already own like any of the Metal Gear re-releases that they've already done, maybe this is the thing for you, just in time for, you know, Metal Gear Solid 5 and stuff like that. Awesome news now. Well, I think it's awesome. If is the educational listening? I don't know if he is. He said he was gonna, but I was just wondering, is it Educational and the... He is. Okay. So...
Well, he might be.
Yeah, he is. So previously, D3 have made... Well, D3 and WayForward have made an Adventure Time game for DS and 3DS. Sadly, it never came out over here. It was, I can't even remember the name of it, to do with the Ice King and garbage and stuff. I've got a copy of it now. I managed to pick up a copy in America. But, so yeah, that and other WayForward games sadly never make it out over here because they have publishers like D3 that don't have a European counterpart that they release for.
Where's my ban button gone?
Oh, I don't know. They've got some upcoming games, WayForward, which is Adventure Time Explore the Dungeon Because I Don't Know, which is a Wii U, Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 game. Oh, and Nintendo. No, yeah. So that's just like major consoles. Which, of course, the previous one was just handheld. And they're also making, at the moment, a regular show, Mordecai and Rigby in 8-Bit Land, which is a Nintendo 3DS game. Oh, no, it says that is coming out on the 3DS. I wonder how different that would be then. So the Adventure Time game is a 3DS game as well. My apologies. So, yeah, nicely, Namco Bandai and a few, like, other companies... Turner CN, I guess they're a part of Namco. They're releasing Adventure Time and Regular Show in Europe and Australia. They haven't announced any kind of release date yet. But I don't know if they've actually got a release date in America at the moment. They probably do. But I think that's really nice that they're bringing those across here because things like Adventure Time and Regular Show have kind of cult followings. But being like Nickelodeon, I believe. You of course have to have the channel to watch that stuff in the UK. And it's not really broadcast on other things. I guess it might be broadcast on something on Sky, I don't really know. But yeah, so I think that's really nice news that WayForward games are making their way over to the UK. And I will be picking those up. Mm-hmm. Another game, which is also now going to be coming out of here, Dragon's Crown. I played this at E3. It's the new game from developers that made Odin Sphere. So if you've played Odin Sphere, which is a PS2 game, you'll know that it's going to be like a stunning looking game. And it really is. I played it with Charlotte and this random guy at the Atlas stand who played it with us. And it was fun. It's kind of like up to 4-player co-op RPG kind of hack and slash. And it's a PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Vita game. And thanks to Index Digital Media and NIS America, they will be releasing it in Europe, which is really cool because I thought it would only come out in America like most of those games do. In the fall. So that's cool. It's nice that they're releasing that. So that's a new game for any Vita owners out there, so you will have another
Vita
game
owners.
Coming to your console. Flashback. Flashback news. If anyone remembers Flashback from Mega Drive, and it was on the SNES, and probably on PC varieties. I think I saw it was on one of the CD variants of a console. So Flashback, which is not related to Another World, for everyone who kind of gets that a little bit confused. Another World was Eric Chahi, whereas Flashback was... Oh, I don't know what his name is. I can't think of what his name is. He's got a French friend. Are they Lexus? No, they're not Lexus. But anyway, so Ubisoft mentioned a little while back, which I believe we spoke about, that they're remaking Flashback as part of the XBLA Summer Arcade thing. So it's coming out August 21st for 800 Microsoft points, as well as PlayStation Network and PC this autumn. So Xbox Live Arcade has kind of exclusivity rights on it. But one thing that I think is quite nice about it, although of course... I know fans aren't really looking forward to the game because it looks a bit different. Too different, potentially, to the... Oh, there you go. There's your tools. Too different to the original. However, they are, alongside the game, giving you a copy of the original Flashback. So you can play the original game on XBLA. On Xbox. Or you can, of course, play the new one. So if you want to, you know, help Conrad and... play through the game, which I always found hard on the SNES.
SNES!
Yeah, so you could pick it up, give the new game a try, and if you don't like that, just play the original instead. I think it's nice that they're including the original with it. You don't get that much, do you? When you get a HD remake. Or a complete remake, which is what Flashback is. Lego news. So they announced recently that there's going to be a Lego movie. And surprise, surprise, TT are making a Lego movie video game. To launch alongside it, which will be out in 2014.
Are they still in business?
Yeah, they make a lot of money, don't they? Or do they not sell that much these days? I don't know. To be fair, the Hobbit one came out recently, and I don't really remember seeing much of it. So I didn't even know if it sold that well. I think I remember seeing somewhere that it's really cheap at the moment. So maybe it didn't, I don't know. But yeah, so the Lego Movie video game is going to launch in 2014 alongside the film. It will be released on Xbox One, Xbox 360, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, Wii U, Windows, Nintendo 3DS, and PlayStation Vita. Oh. Not Nintendo Wii. Obviously, I've thrown it out the window. Not literally. So that's cool. Deadly Premonition news for Paul's favourite game in the world. You can see the love of Deadly Premonition on Paul's face. Deadly Premonition Director's Cut came out recently on Xbox 360. Because, of course, it was out... Actually, no, it didn't come out on Xbox 360. Sorry. It came out on PS3. Why am I saying 360? It came out on PS3 because it never had a release on PS3 in Europe. And it was only a 360 game originally. And they've now popped up Deadly Premonition Director's Cut on Steam Greenlight to get people to approve it to be released on PC as well. It will contain all I'm not sure if it contains all of the PS3 release stuff, but it has additional stuff alongside what you got on the PS3 release. So it's got the new scenario, which was kind of the main thing for the Director's Cut on PS3, and the new kind of texture update and stuff like that. And the reworked control system. Although, to be fair, if you ask me, I don't think the controls are that bad. They're a little bit annoying, but I don't know. I haven't played it with the changed controls, though. But you also get new DLC that's exclusive to the PC version if they release it on Greenlight, as well as achievements and Steam trading cards. Because everyone's about the trading cards at the moment. Well, the only reason people are about the trading cards is because of the Steam summer sale. It's the only reason why. Because that's the only reason why I cared about them anyway. So, yeah. That's cool. If you haven't played Deadly Premonition, you're interested in what it is, Paul wouldn't recommend it, but I think it's a fantastic game from what I've played, and Charlotte keeps telling me I need to finish it.
If it came out 30 years ago, it would have been considered a technological marvel. But it didn't. It came out 10 years too late.
But yeah, if you're a PC-only gamer and you want to see Swery's game, vote it on Greenlight. I recommend it. You're not going to lose anything for voting for it on Greenlight, to be fair. Are you?
Just getting it released. My time.
Oh, 5 seconds. Click. So yeah, that's cool. I recommend voting it. Some Ouya news, which I find kind of weird. So they've done a new kind of Kickstarter. Even though, of course, they did an Ouya Kickstarter for the console, they've done a new one called Free the Games Fund, which is to get developers to exclusively back the console. And they will apparently match donations of successfully crowdfunded projects on Kickstarter from $50,000 to $250,000. Oh no, okay, so I'm kind of reading this wrong. Because when I saw this news, I was like, what, they're doing another Kickstarter? And that's how everything else was saying it. New 1 million fund. No, it's not. That's not... Everyone was reporting this is a bit different. They're claiming it's an actual thing. But what is that they're trying to help other games get through Kickstarter to release their games for Ouya. Wow. People really put a spin on titles these days, don't they? When I saw that,
I thought
Charlotte. Completely differently.
Which is always a paragraph about something completely unrelated and then the actual title.
But yeah, so they've got $1 million to help fund Ouya Kickstarter games. Yep.
Boycott Ouya.
Boycott it? Why?
Primitive.
Oh.
Primitive hardware.
A small piece of additional news, which I think is quite nice.
Where's my crown?
Office 365, for anyone who doesn't know, is the newest version of Microsoft Office. What?
No, it's not.
Fine, what is it?
Office 2013 is the newest version of Office.
Okay, what shall I refer to Office
365? Office 365 is their subscription service, okay. Which gets you, the home version, gets you licenses for up to 5 computers
okay.
of the latest version of Office.
Okay. Is that it? Yeah?
Basically.
Anyone who subscribes for Office 365 between...
Which is about 80 quid a year.
Yeah, $79.99. Between the 18th of July and September 28th, we'll get a free year of Xbox Live Gold. So, if you're thinking of getting Office, you might as well get it now. If you don't mind paying a subscription of £80, then you'll just get, you know... How much is Live these days? Is it 40 quid?
40 quid a year.
40 quid.
So basically, you're paying 40 quid a year and then 40 quid a year for Office.
Yeah.
Office license for 5 computers.
Yeah, so you got 5 computers, so that's like what? Desktops, laptops. I mean, if you've got 5 devices in your house, you can use it. Otherwise, you can always give it to family members or friends. If you want to be so nice.
No.
Paul doesn't want to be nice.
License to a single household.
Oh, is it? Oh.
As per the end user license agreement.
What, how does it define a household? The address?
People who live in this building.
What if you sign up to a different address? People in that.
Well, they don't check, but that's the license conditions. Because if people screw around with this, they're going to nerf it and make it shite.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So don't do that, because I want my decent okay. Outlook cheapo subscription.
Okay, I'm sorry. As well as this, the deal is also available for those who sign up to the 4-year Office 365 University subscription. So I guess maybe that's a cheaper version.
That's the student version for people who are students.
For students. However, if you do sign up for it, you'll get your code by October 31st. And it's only valid for the account that was used for Office 365. Mm-hmm. The deal is available in a range of countries, including the UK, US, and much of Europe and South America. Much of. Splinter Cell Blacklist news. For anyone who is looking forward to the game, Game are doing some lock-in events. So they did these for Last of Us recently. I think some stores were doing FIFA ones recently. Well, at least I saw something about FIFA. And they're doing, they're doing 10 for Blacklist. There's only a few. Stores, and they're kind of really spread out a fair bit. So the game itself comes out August 23rd, and the lock-ins are on the 26th and 27th of July. So if you live in Liverpool, Nottingham, Bristol, Norwich, Croydon, not east or south, just Croydon, Manchester, Solihull, Cardiff, Reading, and Southampton, they're doing lock-ins in your places.
Nope.
So you can pop into your game store, and it's free to go along to, and you can play the game early. Doesn't say whether it's single or multiplayer though. But yeah, so there's that if you're interested in that. Capcom are revamping Strider. For anyone who played the Strider game, so they've gone across a multitude of consoles in the past. Are you okay? Do you want to do some singing? No. So yeah, they're making a new Strider game for Xbox One. Xbox One, Xbox 360, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 3, and PC.
This is a Capcom game.
Side-scrolling action game where you play Strider, or Strider Hero.
Strider.
Hero. The year is Mayo. 048? Does that make sense? In an alternate dystopian future of Earth.
Oh, God.
The whole planet suffers under the oppressive, iron-fisted rule of the mysterious and omnipotent Grand Master Mayo, an expert in sabotage and assassination. Hiru is the youngest ever recruit to attain a special A class in the hellish Strider training program, and is the only man capable of achieving the mission to eliminate Grand Master Mayo.
What about Grand Nagus Zek?
No, Grand Nagus. You could take him out easily. Poke him. Poke him in the ear. Make a loud noise, right? Do a high-pitched noise. That'd hurt him. So this is actually being developed by Double Helix Games. So they're the ones creating Killer Instinct for Xbox One.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I think they were Canadian-based?
Oh, one of these Canadian things.
I think. I looked them up and I can't remember.
With their tax breaks.
But yeah, it's scheduled for early release digitally in 2014. And then finally this week...
So wait, are you telling me I can't trade that game in at retail?
No. And finally, as you may have noticed from the title, some Homeworld news has cropped up from PAX this week in Australia.
PAX.
And that is
Small PAX.
Gearbox are remastering Homeworld 1 and 2 for Steam.
And by remastering...
They intend to make the graphics look more modern. And to no doubt fit higher resolution displays.
Ah. I might actually have to buy that if they make it look decent.
Along with it, you'll get untouched versions of the originals for free.
Oh my god. Anyway.
Yeah, but if you want a version on your Steam account. Oh, so Double Helix in California. Really? Oh, maybe that was... Yeah. California.
Ah, the chat room, ah. With the Californian tax breaks. Right, funny story time now. Imagine a console retard.
Irvin.
Walks into a shop.
They're shiny. I forgot that. Foundation 9 or whatever they were called at one point. So shiny entertainment. A mixture of that. Yeah. Sorry. There we go.
Oh, never mind then. No one's going to hear my funny story.
Come on, Paul.
The reason I'm wearing a COD shirt is because I don't know if you heard this earlier, but I'm role playing a COD retard. Oh, I'm a bit sick today. What? Oh, really? You actually think Call of Duty gamers are sophisticated?
I know sophisticated people that play Call of Duty. But only they just play it once. And that's it.
Well, they're not a Call of Duty gamer then, are they?
No, I guess
not. A Call of Duty gamer plays it every day. Paul is going to get sued. Neighbor, you can't get blood from a turnip.
It's time for Name That Game.
Right, so 2 weeks ago, everyone would have heard this. The chat room wants to know last time I had a shave on this, what, 2 weeks worth? Isn't it?
Does it not get hot having a beard in this heat? I don't know.
No?
I don't know what it's like. I don't have a beard, do I?
Increases your surface area, doesn't it? Cools you down.
Increases your surface area? What?
Well, it's like they're like little heat pipes, aren't they?
Okay.
Back on topic. Nobody guessed correctly what that was because I deliberately. 2 weeks ago, had to go super hard to foil Mr. Christopher Horvath since he'd got 3 in a row. So his winning streak has been dealt with.
Did you double check that he didn't guess as well?
I don't see anything on my email. I don't see anything anywhere else. So I'm assuming he didn't guess. GZ to me. This week we've got something easier because I thought, oh, that was really difficult. I suppose I should say the answer as well. The answer was Corporation, also known in the US
that game.
As CyberCop or something.
I have
weird.
It on the Mega Drive.
Yeah.
It's got a weird kind of green face on the front.
Yeah, Corporation.
This week,
we've got this.
Good shit, man.
Gera, don't fucking inhale it.
He's already baked. Jesus. Let's just spray the tags and get the hell out of here.
It's obviously one of these console peasant games, and it's came out the last couple of years.
Did I hear Garrett?
It's not Thief, before you think it's Thief.
The answer was Corporation for the previous one. Corporation, yeah?
Aye.
Mega Drive.
If you think you know what it is, feedback at gamercast.net. Leave a comment on our website at gamercast.net, or if you're listening live, type it into the chat room right now.
They said about spraying tags.
Aye. What games do you spray tags in, Catherine? Eh?
Jet Set Radio.
Eh? Is it Jet Set Radio?
No, it's not Jet Set Radio.
Did they not say the swear words?
No, they don't talk.
Five. Four,
Thief, I would never
three,
have thought Thief.
Two.
Too much talking.
One. And there's no swearing in Thief. Zero. Moving along. Get your guesses in for next week, people.
New releases this week.
I don't think that's a serious entry, do you?
I don't know. It's a PS2 game. Xbox game, I guess.
I think we should do that, though. I mean, I hear people swearing in Animal Crossing all the time and graffitiing stuff. So,
more releases this week than there were last week. Although, actually, it's a good thing we didn't do this show last week, because more than Smurfs 2 came out, Dynasty Warriors 8 came out as well. Otherwise known as Destiny Warriors 8.
As Adam, the co-founder of GamerCast, says, Destiny Warriors.
This week it's quite Nintendo. It's Nintendo heavy because the only releases are Nintendo games. So we've got Pikmin 3 on the Wii U. This is, of course, the long-awaited Pikmin sequel.
If only Pikmin was on PC.
Yeah, well, it'd work on PC, but it's Nintendo, so not that.
work on PC. Of course it would work on PC.
Yeah, strategy game. Of course the last actual release of a Pikmin, or Pikmin 2, was on the GameCube. And they just kept re-releasing them for the Wii. However, now they've actually made a new one. It's got a new type of Pikmin in it. It uses...
Smurf Pikmin.
You can play it with the gamepad, but it's recommended to play with the Wiimote and Nunchuck, because you've got the analog sticks and it's a bit more comfortable.
But what if I bought a Wii that don't come with that?
What, analog stick on the Nunchuck? Well, then you're a little bit screwed. Sadly.
Wii U, eh?
I haven't really looked at Pikmin 3. Back when I played it last year, I thought it was really nice because the map was on the gamepad screen. I don't know if it still is, and it kind of traced your steps and it would do a replay. But either way, it's Pikmin, so if you like Pikmin, you should give it a go, because it's, you know, Nintendo's answer to strategy games. And it's enjoyable. You've got your different types of Pikmin that can do different things, and you've got enemies that you have to take out. And then we've got new Super Luigi U, so this is like new
Super Mario Brothers without Mario.
And yeah, it's all about Luigi, because it's the year of Luigi, or whatever Nintendo keeps saying. So the box is green and you play as Luigi. But, you know, it's not like Super Mario Galaxy 3 or a brand new kind of jump into the Mario universe. It's what they seem to be doing at the moment, which is kind of rehashing their already existing Mario games, which is, of course, what they're doing with the other new... the other Wii U Mario game that's coming out, which is like Super Mario 3D Land, but for the Wii U. So, I don't know. It's one thing that I'm a bit... Why don't they make something new and exciting? That's how they need to draw in their people. Because, you know, a lot of the Nintendo fans out there that haven't got Wii U's yet are like, you know, where are our games, Nintendo? Where's Zelda? Where's Mario? More importantly, of course, things like, where's Metroid? Because, of course, it would work with the gamepad. You can have the scanning, and it would work.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Get out of the hardware business, Nintendo.
Do you not think they're okay with handhelds, though?
Yeah, they're doing all right with handhelds, but even that's a market that's going to disappear in the next 5 years. What they should do is release Mario on PS4 and Xbox One. They would make 10 times more money than just releasing it on their own console.
Well, they'd make loads of money as it is, because I remember back when I used to work in a store, people constantly saying, "Have you got Mario on the Xbox?" I'd be like, "No, it's Nintendo." And they'd be like, "Why is it not on it?" It's like, because it's Nintendo. But I don't understand why. It's like...
Yeah, I mean, as a Nintendo shareholder who doesn't actually have any shares, guys, sort this out. Stop releasing it on these little console things and get it on the PC. Stop making me use an emulator to play your games. And Sunshine 2.
I don't know if they know if that would be viable or not.
I want water.
You want water.
Water.
Water. You want some water.
To say it right, yeah?
Water.
Water.
How I'd say it as well.
You would say water.
Water. I forget to say my T's, don't I?
What the?
I drop my T's.
Oh, that's why you say Catherine.
Catherine. That's a Catherine.
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 Next game. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, so the next game, Heavy Fire The Chosen Few 3D. It's an upcoming 3DS game. It looks great. It's kind of modern combat shooter.
So if you like, if you're one of the many 3DS gamers who wish they were playing Call of Duty, this is the game for you.
I'm trying to figure it out from the screenshot here. Experience gut-wrenching, fast-paced action set in modern-day Afghanistan. That's where it is. Track down the enemy in dense forests and rescue hostages from dark cages. Fly in helicopters, ride in tanks, and drive trucks as you comb the mountains for signs of the enemy. Secure the streets of a local town. Engage in fierce ground combat as you get up close and personal with the enemy. Complete 24 heart-pounding missions on foot, in the air, or in armored vehicles. Take on the enemy with your friends in co-op mode, or shoot it out against each other in versus mode. Go online and take a look at the leaderboard.
Wow, leaderboard.
So yeah, I suppose there aren't many shooty games on the 3DS. So I guess they thought, hey, let's release this.
Right, well, we'll be back next week, when hopefully it's cooler.
Yeah, I hope it'll be cooler next week.
And I'm not baking in my own COD t-shirt.
At the moment, though, the weather is...
Whoa, news alert!
Why is that giving you a news alert?
Because, like,
that?
The most important daily news thing comes up.
Wow. Because we care about that.
Yeah. So, congratulations to the Duchess of Cambridge, who's given birth to a son.
It's very nice.
Now, get that off my screen.
It's raining in Guildford. Wow.
Oh, rain in Guildford.
Where's our rain? We don't have any rain.
No, we don't have any rain. We have hot, sweltering.
I don't really want rain plus humidity, though.
Well, it's raining tomorrow. It's actually going to rain a bit throughout the week.
I was looking at the weather earlier, and it says sun after Tuesday.
Really? Let's have a proper look at the weather, then, shall we?
No, it's okay. You don't have to prove anything. We can look at the weather after the show.
Neighbor.
I was looking on their website earlier, see?
Oh, I'm sure that was heavy showers
and
heavy rain.
It was. It changed in the afternoon.
Oh, what? This
that
is what I'm going to Chichester.
That temperature's gone down, though, for tomorrow.
Yeah, well, tomorrow was always going to be the start of the cold.
It was 26 originally.
It was 30 here today. Yeah, it was 32 here today, Windsor.
Yeah, it was like an oven when you went outside. It was terrible. I had to keep darting into the shade because I found it too hot.
I was cycling around at lunchtime.
Yeah.
Because I'm hardcore. We don't want it twice. Right, let's get out of here.
Yeah, we'll catch everyone next week. Hopefully it'll be nice. Bye-bye.